Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Hello, listeners. Welcome. And thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reading is Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is such a great chapter in Psalms, isn't it? I have read where Martin Luther himself considered it his personal most loved psalm, and I've spoken with several of my own pastors and friends who say the same. Though each of the Psalms holds words of precious grace and mercy and the love of God, Psalm 118 seems to speak the message strongly. God's steadfast love endures forever. When I was young, there was a game we played at school called dodgeball. Divided into two teams, each side is given a number of rubber balls, and you begin throwing them at members of the opposite team, hopefully below the waist to be kind, in order to take them out of the game. While you are grabbing balls and aiming them at your opponents, you also had to be dodging throws from the other team to avoid having to sit out yourself. The whole idea of the game is to survive and be the last man standing as victor. If you are lucky enough to be that last person on your team, you might find yourself being bombarded from all sides as the opponent seeks to win the game. It's stressful, nerve-wracking, and even a bit frightening to realize that everyone is out to get you. Well, games aside, that's how we as Christians often find ourselves as we daily battle against sin and unbelievers who want to harm us or attack our Christian faith. Like being surrounded by aggressive, buzzing bees, evildoers and naysayers seem to be everywhere, and at times we find ourselves backed into a corner of hopelessness, fear, and trembling, trying desperately to shield ourselves from hurtful words and actions. When it comes to battling Satan and his evil ways, no matter how hard we try, we can't rescue ourselves from the fray. And that is when it dawns on us. We can't save ourselves from the temptations or effects of sin. No, our only sure hope is to take refuge in the Lord. Like a child running to his father for safety, knowing that one more powerful and wise than he is taking the battle upon himself to save us, is comfort beyond words. When our champion is the Lord, we join in saying his steadfast love endures forever. Israel, as God's chosen nation, had no shortage of enemies. And as the Lord was the strength and salvation for Israel, so too is Christ our strength and salvation. The right hand of the Lord is actively defending us and protecting us from the threat of the attacks of Satan. The might, the power, the grace, and the mercy of Christ, the right hand of God, is awesome and powerful enough to save us from eternal death. Our enemies might surround us like a swarm of deadly bees, but they can't win. Their stingers, once used, become their downfall, and they are soon destroyed. Spiritual enemies, like dried-up thorns or kindling, which catches fire easily but burns out quickly, will be cut off by the Lord, who is always on our side. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" God, our Lord, the stone that the builders rejected, the Son of God crucified unto death and buried to pay the debt of our sin, has become the cornerstone and foundation of our faith. His enemies, those who rejected him, could not keep him in that grave. He rose victorious. A living stone, as Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2, verse 4, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Even though men and rulers have rejected Christ as the head of the church, by God's grace and by his doing, he remains our cornerstone, our salvation. And as Peter continues, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Many of us have thought of Jesus as a carpenter by trade, a builder. In the Greek language, the word used for Jesus' occupation as a young man was interpreted to mean stonemason, as trees are not all that plentiful in the land around Jerusalem. Houses were not then built with wood so much, but mainly with stone. So the cornerstone was quite significant, an immovable rock, providing the structure with an unshakable and firm foundation. So it is with Christ as a living cornerstone to our Christian faith, even more significant. Because he lives, we are also alive in him. Together as children of God and brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I are like living stones, building up together the body of Christ in worship, praise, and thanksgiving for all he has done and continues to do for us. We do not need to cower in fear against those who despise us for our faith. We are not going to be beat down by our enemies forever. The cornerstone has been laid. Christ, our King and Savior. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Successfully surviving a game of dodgeball against a team of opponents with rubber balls is truly child's play. Firmly placing our hopes and trust in Christ, the right hand of God our Father, and succeeding in a world of sin and danger requires the powerful and mighty strength of the Lord, whereby his grace, his favor, and mercy he saves and defends us in the face of all our enemies. To repeat the words of the psalmist today, "You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." We pray. Almighty God and Father, Thank you for sending your dear Son, Jesus Christ, into our world to redeem us and to deliver us from all our sins. Fill our hearts with the joy of our salvation and our lips with everlasting songs of praise for your steadfast love toward us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.